Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases. Dr. Rebecca Carlin.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. Let me start with a disclaimer. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by BBS Radio, its staff or management, and represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you, after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced disease syndrome, please go to my website, which is the three W's, drcarley.com, drcarley.com. And listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance, which is on my website, to learn how I went from being a surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases, and also how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune diseases and cancer to teach people how to reverse these problems with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and do everything based on your history alone. So please call me at the number on my site if you would like to learn how I do consults. I ask you to consider the information I give using your own God-given common sense detector and discern the truth for yourself. I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. The toll-free number is 877-270-8714. It is fine if you use only your first name. All shows are archived. All I ask of the callers is that you wait until I have completed with my initial topic before you call in. Every week I will be answering the question, what is ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news of what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness, which so many other hosts on this network are doing as well. For awareness of the truth shall set us free. Before I start today's show, I would like to thank Mick for my introductory music, which he actually composed for me after reading my website. It's called Sacred Bells. I've never had music composed for me before, and this has been a true gift and inspiration. Last show's week was interrupted in the middle of the show when I was disconnected on the telephone, and some listeners thought the show was over and didn't hear the last half hour. So I would encourage you to go to the archives and listen to that show if you didn't hear the last half hour. It was very important as the topic of last week's show, What's Ailing America, was evil. I wanted to mention a very important little book which will help you learn how to deal with evil people. It's called Exposed Human Sharks. It costs a whopping $2. And I would encourage you to call 520-476-3224 to get the book. Because what Mr. Vernon Howard, the individual who wrote this book, Exposed Human Sharks, writes in his book, a human shark is anyone who deceives and attacks you for his own selfish gain, regardless of the pain or loss inflicted on you. And what we have to understand is that there are many evil people that are doing evil things on the personal level as well as on the work level. Whatever they're doing to put food on the table is in many cases evil. And this is something that people with a conscience have to become aware of because it's a very important concept. And I've actually learned from some personal experiences I've had that evil is actually like a virus. And what we have to do is to find ways to protect ourselves from the evil on all levels, because this is something that's causing a lot of people a lot of pain. And it is very important for us to become a way shower and a shiner of light on evil situations and evil individuals that are doing evil things, because, of course, this is the reason our world is in the position it is at this point. But a very important thing for you to understand, which Mr. Vernon Howard mentions in this book, Expose Human Shark, is that a shark has no real power. You just think he has. Your weakness is his only power. And one of the weaknesses that we have is, of course, fear. And I'm going to encourage you to lose your fear. For this evil that we're dealing with, of course, is happening on so many levels. And I would like to assure you that when you stand up for the truth, miracles will actually happen to you. And when enough of us stand up for the truth shall set us free. So what I want to help to instigate is a evolution of consciousness. Because once enough of us are aware of the fact that the agencies we are paying for with our tax dollars to protect us are actually doing the exact opposite. The emperors and their crimes against humanity will be as emperors with no clothes. As far as I'm concerned, FEAR stands for Federal Effort Against Reform. So I urge all of you to become your own hero. Stand up for the truth. You will be rewarded with miracles in your life. And it's up to each individual to decide what their part to play is. That's something between you and your conscience and your creator. And if you ask the question, what are you supposed to do? You will get the answer. It will come to you in one form or another. And if you do what you're supposed to do, if all of us just did what we were supposed to do, the evolution of consciousness would happen at lightning speed. All we have to do is reach critical mass. And I'm going to be doing all I can to help make that happen. That is why I'm here. I wanted to just quickly mention three stories that I received from new clients just this past week. And these are examples of the evil that we're all encountering on different levels. And it's really quite amazing once something happens to you. Once you've become very ill, and you know that you've become ill because of things that have been done to you or told to you that were safe, of course you're going to be angry. But that anger is going to get you off the couch and get you to realize that we each have to do our part to put an end to what's going on. And the good news is that I can help teach you how to reverse these problems. But I was really quite amazed. I'm hearing more and more situations such as the one I'm going to tell you about tonight. One woman that called me was explaining to me how her and her husband had both been poisoned by organophosphate pesticides, which were put in their house, which they were told were safe. And of course, they weren't safe, and they both became actually deathly ill from the pesticide exposure. They've done many things over the years and have gotten somewhat better, but now they're going to do my protocol. But what was amazing to me is that the husband actually works for the Environmental Protection Agency, the agency that's supposed to protect us from these kinds of things, which of course they're not, because these things were on the shelf and they're being used on people. And the EPA actually refused to do things for him in his workplace to make it easier for him to work because he's very chemically sensitive. So this is really quite amazing that they would not only not take care of business and get these dangerous things off the shelf and prevent people from being injured in such a way, but then when somebody is injured, somebody that works for them, they won't even make common sense changes to his work environment so that he can go to work without wearing a respirator mask. I mean, imagine what that's like. I also received a call from a mother who asked a question of her gastroenterologist as to whether or not the MMR vaccine was involved in the child having his problem. He's autistic, and she wanted to know whether or not the gut should be checked to see if there was measles virus. There's a doctor, Andrew Wakefield, who checks autistic children for that. And, of course, their gut's loaded with measles virus, just like the rest of them. But just for asking the question, she was warned that she should not ask such questions in the institution, where her husband was an associate professor in pediatric pharmacology. And shortly after she asked that question, her husband was demoted to assistant professor. So you see, of course, she went to the institution where her husband worked, thinking that she would get very good care because he was actually on the staff there. And what happened instead was, because of the question she asked, she was actually told that what I just said, that she shouldn't be asking such questions. And not only did this gastroenterologist not help her with her son, but as I said, her husband was demoted. They're sending him a very important message, of course. Don't get involved in this vaccine autism connection because your work is actually going to depend on you keeping your wife, you know, quiet. And then the last one, and this one was actually the one that hit me the hardest, was a new client that I have. I have one grandmother, actually, who's getting consults for all her grandchildren as a gift to them. Quite amazing. She has three autistic grandchildren. And one of the mothers of one of the autistic grandchildren was actually told by a teacher where her son goes to school that she should start him on applied behavioral analysis, which is a type of quote-unquote therapy they do for autistic children. Of course, the only one recommended by the powers that be, which is basically like training a dog. What they do is they, through repetitive behaviors, I mean, these children have no lives. Sometimes parents will hire ABA instructors to come into the home even after school, and they're just constantly going through things rote over and over again to try to train the normal areas of the brain to do what the abnormal areas of the brain can no longer do. But she actually told this mother, the teacher did, that she should start the child on the applied behavioral analysis before the demyelination of his brain progresses. Now, this is very important because, as you will learn if you go to my website and read the paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, as well as my response to the CDC's Public Health Protection Guide, you will find that, in fact, demyelination is the cause of not only autism, but all of these neurological conditions such as Parkinson's and Tourette's and ADD and learning disabilities. I mean, it's unbelievable the number of neurological diseases caused by demyelination, which is caused by vaccinations. And this is very important for you to realize, and as I show in my response to the CDC, that in my medical books, buried very deep, and especially in the older medical books, they actually talk about how vaccines can cause demyelination. And so this is a very important problem I'm having at this point, is getting this word out, because there's so many disinformers out there. And as a matter of fact, that's going to be the topic of tonight's show, What's Ailing America? Disinformation. Because you see, what they're doing is trying to distract people away from the known cause of all of these different conditions. And to participate in this devastation in any way, be you the giver of the inoculation or be you the individual who's trying to distract people from the truth, this is evil. And as J. Edgar Hoover, the former director of the FBI, said, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous that he cannot believe it exists. And this is what we have to make everyone realize, is that just because something seems like it's more evil than human beings could possibly participate in fact, the evidence proving that they are, in fact, doing these things is just overwhelming. And I ask you to consider for yourself if that's not the case after you listen to my shows. So inoculations do not protect you. They cause all autoimmune diseases and cancer. And Big Pharma makes billions of dollars off drugs that they make for these diseases. This is genocide. So as I said on tonight's show, I'm going to be talking about disinformation. And the first thing I want to mention, because I'm sure a lot of you listeners watch Oprah Winfrey, amazingly, on today's show on Oprah Winfrey, and today is April 5th, 2007, Oprah actually did a special on autism. And, of course, it's talking about how April is Autism Awareness Month. Now, what Oprah did was she had a lot of parents on the show, and they were all talking about the devastation that this has caused their families to have autistic children. I actually have a few families that have up to 4 autistic children in one family. I cannot even imagine a life like that. And Oprah had these parents on, and they were all talking about what had happened to their children. It's always the same story. They were fine. They were born perfect. They were speaking. They were smiling. They had eye contact. And then mysteriously, around age 2, they developed this hellish state of autism, where there's no more eye contact in most cases, where they do things like flap their hands and bang their heads against the wall, where they, in many cases, are not able to speak. It's just unbelievable, the horror of this condition caused autism, which is, in fact, actually subacute sclerosing panencephalomyelitis. What they're doing is just changing the names of the disease. So Oprah had these parents on, and they were all talking about the problems that they're having in their lives and how hard this is to deal with. And she actually had a pediatrician on the show by the name of Dr. Anshu Batra, who claims to be someone who specializes in autism. And amazingly, she actually has 2 autistic children herself. And of course, on Oprah, she claimed that autism is a developmental delay, and the fact that they don't know the reason for the autism, but of course, they're saying that there is a genetic predisposition. And of course, now they're starting to talk about environmental factors. Well, of course, I've reversed over 1,000 cases of autism alone in the last 10 years. And not a single person that I've ever helped had a history of autism in their family. You know, as I said, they have siblings with autism in some cases. But as far as the other generations, you know, the parents' generation and aunts and uncles and things of that nature, there's always a total lack of a history of autism in those families. Now, how can something be genetic if there's no other history in any of the families? I'm trying to help you learn how to critically think and analyze when you hear these things. Because if you ask a hard question like that of somebody who makes such a insane statement, of course, they won't be able to respond to you because there is no response. They're just putting out this propaganda. This is the party line. And it was quite amazing, actually. There was one mother there who brought up the vaccine issue and stated that, as far as she's concerned, the vaccine was involved, and it was funny that this happened after they came back from a commercial, and Oprah made the statement that the mother had asked her if it would be okay to say this, because, of course, the pediatrician had stated that the vaccine connection has been refuted. A bigger lie has never been told. And so the mother brought up this issue about the vaccinations, and I wish I could have been there to respond to this mother. And I hope that there will be some way that I will be able to get through to Oprah Winfrey, who, of course, has many individuals in her organization. Some, I'm sure, reading her mail, who may be working for other people and make sure certain things don't get through to Oprah Winfrey. I know many people have written to her already about my work, and I myself wrote to her many years ago about what happened with my son. And, of course, none of this letter writing has resulted in any connection with Oprah Winfrey. But at least Oprah did put the autism information out there. I'm sure there's still a few people on the face of the earth that have never heard of this devastating neurological condition. And it's very important for the individuals to start waking up and asking questions about all of these different problems. Because as I am proving, inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction. And isn't it amazing how the most important thing we can do to decrease the billions and billions of dollars that this country spends on quote-unquote medical care every year is to stop giving inoculations? That's the answer, folks, and my work is proving that, I can assure you. What was truly amazing was that during the Oprah show on autism, a vaccine-induced disease. They actually played a commercial for the human papillomavirus vaccine. So this just shows you how the powers that be, they're just so amazing in terms of how they're laughing at us and doing things like this. Because I'm sure that that was no coincidence for them to put that commercial on the Oprah show on autism, because of course they know a lot of people are going to be watching that show, and possibly the vaccine connection may come up. And so this is what they did with Oprah today, and I would love to get this Dr. Anshu Batra on this show and have her refute the information on my website about how vaccines are actually caused, or autism is actually caused by vaccinations. Now, another excellent example of a disinformer, in my opinion, is an author by the name of David Kirby. He is an investigative reporter, and he wrote a book, Evidence of Harm. Now, I was interviewed by the individual Sherry Edwards, who does the show Sound Health on this network, along with David Kirby, and the show was supposed to air last Sunday, but it had to be stopped very shortly into the show, but it is on the archives. I strongly recommend that you listen to that show, where I actually learned, I didn't know this before, that David Kirby has received an award for investigative journalists and editors for his book, Evidence of Harm. He's a finalist for an award from the New York Public Library for excellence in journalism, and his book is even being made into a movie. Now, this was quite amazing for me to learn about David Kirby. Now, isn't it funny how he's playing the investigative reporter, and he's basically telling you that your government is lying to you about the dangers of mercury and how mercury causes autism. But he's getting all these awards. So obviously, this is what the powers that be want people to think, is that mercury is causing autism. And the reason they want people to believe this is because of the fact that they want you to think if they take the thimerosal, which contains mercury, out of the vaccine, that the vaccines will be safe and effective. A bigger lie has never been told. As I always explain, mercury is bad. It's a very toxic substance. It has no business in vaccines, lens cleaners, or anything else like dental amalgams. So why the FDA let this happen in the first place is just further proof of how they're not protecting us. Not to mention the fact that in the 2002 Homeland Security bill, they actually put in a secret rider to make Eli Lilly exempt for thimerosal cases. So isn't it very interesting that they would want Mr. Kirby's evidence of harm information to get out there? Well, anyways, Mr. Kirby gave his side of the story for about the first 36 minutes of the show, and then Sherry Edwards brought me on. Now, I do want to point out that Mr. Kirby actually said during his part of the show that people with nothing to hide don't behave in that way, as far as the way they made Eli Lilly exempt for thimerosal cases. So what I'm going to do now is ask our sound person to please cue up the part of the interview that I did with Sherry Edwards and where Mr. Kirby was on the line, and we bantered in just a little bit. It's very important for you to hear what happened with Mr. Kirby on that show. So if you could please play that, I would be very grateful. And then I'll be on back to comment after it's done. And on that note, I am going to bring in Dr. Rebecca Carley, but I want to read you something from her website, and it's drcarley.com, D-R-C-A-R-L-E-Y. And Dr. Carley and I share personal experience that we've had this happen to our family. And when you see it there at that level, then you begin to believe that our kids are being used as sacrifices for the benefit of the rest of the
population, and I see it as like sacrificing the virgins for crops. You know, but I'm sort of on a soapbox here. But this is what it says in her one of the places in her very informative site. And this is a quote: although the symptoms of mercury poisoning have been described as identical to the symptoms of autism, it should be noted that most children who descend into the hellish state known as autism do so after an MMR vaccine. The MMR vaccine is one of the few vaccines that does not contain mercury. In fact, it never contained mercury. Thus, it is self-evident that the removal of mercury will not make vaccines safe. This is why the mercury is the only thing being addressed at all, because when people reading this paper realize that the very mechanism by which vaccines corrupt the immune system means that no vaccine is safe. Dr. Carley, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
I'd like to ask some of these questions to you. Things like, why doesn't everyone have adverse reactions?
Okay, let me start with that one.
Okay.
Everybody does get affected by vaccines. The only question is, how long will it take to manifest the damage? And that depends on the strength of your immune system from the get-go, from when you're born, and it's the immune system which you inherit from your parents. I have so many things I would like to discuss with David Kirby, and actually I'd like to invite you to be a guest on my show, David. I'm also going to be on this network starting this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's April 29th, and perhaps you can read the documents on my website and email me if you would be willing to come on to my show, because my work proves that autism is actually subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. Have you ever heard of that?
Right, not that exact term, no.
Okay. Well, I would encourage you to read the documents on my website. I've been investigating this for 10 years, and although I was trained as a surgeon after my own son was brain damaged from vaccines, and I reversed his damage not by chelating him but by homeopathically detoxing the viruses, I went back into my medical books and I actually found in various editions of Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, which is the Bible by which all medical students in the world are taught internal medicine, and they actually discuss subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, which when you read the description you realize it is autism. And what they did was they changed the name of the disease to hide the fact that this is becoming so epidemic. The information you gave was very important about the fact that only 1 in 500 children came down with autism back when they were actually putting mercury in powder and sticking it in their mouth. And the reason for that is because they were only giving a fraction of the vaccines now being given in today's schedule at that time. And that actually proves that it's not the mercury causing the autism. I'm not saying that mercury is not bad, and my protocol also teaches people how to detoxify mercury. I use homeopathy because I consider it much safer. But it is the viruses that corrupt the immune system and cause the autoimmune attack on the myelin as well as the nerve sheaths themselves. And that's the reason why none of these doctors ever take autoantibody against myelin blood levels. The few that do always find them. And it's not just autism, it's every autoimmune disease and cancer. It was very interesting that Sherry started by talking about the child that had thrombocytopenic purpura. Of course, that is an autoimmune attack against the platelets. Just like diabetes is an autoimmune attack on the pancreas, and arthritis is an autoimmune attack on the joints, and asthma is an autoimmune attack on the lungs, lupus is an autoimmune attack on your own DNA. And all of these things are caused by inoculations. And I am proving that with my protocol, whereby I teach people how to reverse all assaults they've been exposed to that they're aware of, not just vaccine viruses, not just mercury, but also pesticides, antibiotics, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sure that one reason they're not giving you more of a hard time is because your information is exactly what they want the people to believe. You know, they're fighting it and they're making it look like, oh my God, we're going to be exposed now, when in actuality, they can take the mercury out. Yes, that will be much better. Of course, what I explain to people, it's better to be shot with a six-shooter than an Uzi. So So the less toxins you have being injected into your bloodstream as soon as you're born are better. But certainly it is not going to affect the autoimmune disease and cancer rate in this country. And I would just also suggest that you go to the link on my website that connects to the group Byron Child in Australia. You will be quite amazed as to the conflicts of interest between these various alphabet agencies and, you know, Bill Gates Foundation and all these different groups that are actually quoting each other as to how safe vaccines are. But, of course, nobody's going to actually investigate this for real, because were this to be revealed that inoculations are causing all autoimmune disease and cancer, as I claim, as I prove not only in my documents but in my protocol where I have clients all over the world reversing all these conditions. But you see, they will have to then admit that they've known about it all these years because, as I said, in the medical books, they changed the name of the diseases. As a matter of fact, sudden infant death syndrome is actually something called acute necrotizing hemorrhagic encephalomyelitis. And right in Harrison's, they actually state, now, what I'm saying, of course, is that once again, they changed the name. This is the condition, the long name, and it's actually sudden infant death syndrome. And they describe this as a massive demyelination. So in other words, it's the same as autism, only it happens so fast that the entire brain turns to mush. And they actually state in there that this hyperacute form of this entity that they call this long name can be induced in animals by administration of the pertussis vaccine. So it's not just the measles vaccine that's causing demyelination. It's also the pertussis vaccine and now the hepatitis vaccine as well. Every vaccine has a side effect of seizures and other disorders. It's amazing to me how many parents contact me that have pets or people, because the same thing is happening in pets. So you might want to rethink you're getting all your dogs vaccinated. And I will be having as a guest on my show two veterinarians from Massachusetts that are totally on my page. And trying to speak out to stop this Holocaust as well. So I could go on for days, actually, with all this information, but I really hope that you will check out my information. This shouldn't be a matter of, you know, an ego between people and saying, well, I'm right and you're wrong or something like that, because, as I said, mercury's bad. But, you know, you actually proved in your own information about this teething powder that it's not the mercury. And, of course, they have no business putting the mercury in there. It's a preservative. All they had to do to get rid of the mercury in the first place was put vaccines in single-dose vials. But if they'd have done that, then they wouldn't have been able to create this mercury fiasco down the road when all the parents started crying out and saying, I don't believe you. My child was normal. Now they're flapping their hands and doing all these other things.
We don't have a lot of time left,
and
I have some really important questions to ask the two of you. We're getting a lot of people asking us about the papilloma, and is it safe? David, would you go first and comment on this big push toward every high school girl has to have this papilloma virus?
Oh, I'm in no position to comment on whether that vaccine is safe or not. I would just say I believe that parents should ultimately have the right to decide, and not some public health official in a state capital. Again, informed consent and participating in your own health care. If I would never advise a parent or a 13-year-old one way or the other about that vaccine, but I believe that they and not the state government should decide.
So you haven't done any research on that?
No.
Okay, I need to tell a short story about here in Ohio. They passed a law, and the health department is allowed to come into the school, examine the child, and put them on medication without parental consent. And we are just up in arms about it, and a lot of people are pulling their kids. We're starting homeschools because of it. And I am not a radical. My daughter is a high school principal, and she is just as up in arms about this as the parents are, because she sees it like you do. It's a violation of personal rights. Dr. Carley, do you have any investigation or information about this papillomavirus and what parents should do?
Well, I actually have various studies by the Special Virus Cancer Project of all the laboratories around this country that are playing with viruses that cause cancer. And yes, HPV is the first virus that they're admitting causes cancer, but in these documents they talk about breast cancer viruses and all kinds of other viruses. I will just read to you what it says in Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, 6th edition, page 943. Rarely is prevention of infection per se considered to be an important goal of vaccination. In fact, asymptomatic infection after vaccine can serve to enhance and prolong the immune response. What they're saying is that they're inoculating you with disease. And when you actually critically analyze this whole concept of inoculating you with a virus that they're telling you is so dangerous that you have to be protected from it, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather take my chances out there in the world and do everything I can do to boost my immune system, because I guarantee you this is going to cause the biggest epidemic of cervical cancer we have ever seen. And when it happens, they've already got their ducks lined up in a row for this one. They're going to say, oh, darn, we only put 4 subtypes of the HPV virus in that vaccine. If only we had put every one that's available. Because, you see, they're already protecting themselves and saying that it only protects against 4 varieties of the virus. So they're going to be causing an epidemic of cervical cancer with this vaccine. And the idea that we can have, you know, some kind of government agent invade our child, I mean, if that's not abuse, I don't know what is. To have a child dragged out of their class and be forced to have anything done to them against their or the parents' consent. That's like Nazi Germany, basically.
We are running out of time. David, how can people get your book? How can they get in touch with you?
They can get my book at any of the major online booksellers, Amazon.com. And they can reach me at my website, evidenceofharm.com.
Are you available for talks and to help inform local as well as national organizations about this?
Yes, and again, you can reach me through the website for that.
Okay. Dr. Carley, do you have any final questions for Dave? I have 20 more questions, but we just don't have any time. Do you have any final questions for David?
Well, I'll just let the listeners know once again that I will be on BBS Radio every Thursday night at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I do invite David to be on my show because with his publicity that he's gotten, if he will just consider my information, and I've offered a $10,000 reward for any of these vaccine promoters to prove me wrong. Find me somebody to debate, and then you decide for yourself who's telling the truth, because we really have to do something about this. And my documents are on drcarley.com, drcarley.com, and, of course, the medical mafia has attacked me with a vengeance, just like they always do for anybody that hits the nail right on the head. So thank you very much, Jerry, for allowing me this opportunity. I'm honored to be on with David Kirby. I've read his book, and I'm very aware of his work, and I commend him for investigating the truth, but I just ask him, please go that extra mile and just read my documents, and if you have any questions, feel free to contact me.
Thank you, Dr. Carley, and you'll be taking calls and attempting to help parents of damaged kids and counsel them and that kind of thing?
Yes, I teach them what I would do if I was they. They took my medical license away from me because they claim I have a delusion of conspiracy. So now I teach people. They wanted me to undergo psychiatric drugging, institutionalization, or electroshock therapy so that I would have a chemical lobotomy and not be able to think anymore. So now I teach people, of parents, of children and pets as well. My protocol has worked for everything. And once people realize that, they'll understand that these inoculations are causing the corruption of the immune system that causes all autoimmune disease and cancer. And as a matter of fact, if David sends me an address, any snail mail address, I will be happy to send him a number of CDs of some of my other internet radio shows just for your consideration. I want anyone to please prove me wrong, because for me to realize what I now know, of course I have to understand that my profession is actually causing more death and disease than has ever happened with their inoculation.
And I have talked to some of Dr. Carley's legal team. I have seen the evidence. She is right on with what she is saying. Dr. Carley and David Kirby, thank you very much for being on the show. I'm going to leave by reading you something. that I found online, and it's a quote from the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, where on the one hand, they're denying that there's any problem. On the other, they're putting this out, and this is the direct quote from their website. It's a program about adverse effects that are obvious, and some that include death. And this announcement even is death can be expected. So this is a deadline for filing about chickenpox and influenza and hepatitis B. And it's from Altum Maglio. For those who have been injured or lost a child from an adverse reaction to the hepatitis B, influenza type B, or chickenpox from a vaccination administered prior to August 6, 1997, the deadline for filing, and they give all of that, for filing a claim with the National Injury Compensation Program is fast approaching. Congress enacted this law in 1986 to compensate individuals and families of individuals suffering from adverse reactions to vaccines. Now, if there's not a problem, why did they set up this compensation program? And think, too, what is going on when the government would indemnify a personal private company, well, I guess it's a corporate company, indemnify them against any damage they do? That's crazy. And we, the people, need to take over and see that our children are not damaged without us having something to say about it. Till next time, this is Sound Health on BBS Radio.
The boy without a liver and the Indian giver, they've all got the main three groups. The lovers and the lawyers and the self-employer were in the foyer sipping glue, discussing with a Russian who was munching on a muffin all about the main three groups. And it's oh Lord in me, and oh Lord in mine, this tailor and the teller and the snowball seller, the preacher in his prison shoes, they're all trying to figure how to get rid of those awful Main Street
Okay, folks, so you heard Mr. Kirby not say a word to anything that I said to him, except for the fact that he claims that he's never heard of this entity called subacute sclerosing panencephalomyelitis, which is autism. All they did was change the name to hide the fact that it is a vaccine-induced disease. I did not want to embarrass Mr. Kirby on the air and mention that I emailed him my documents over 1 year ago. But I will say that I have not heard anything from him regarding my invitation to come on this show, nor have I received any address from him for me to send him further information. And so I just want to ask any of you who are so moved to do so to please go to his website, evidenceofharm.com, and email him and ask him if he has read my documents after our show together. And if you receive a response, please do let me know. And so what I'm trying to let you be aware of is this fact that there are many disinformers and provocateurs out there
There are people who knowingly, in many cases, in some cases people are just misinformed themselves and they go down the wrong path, or they're led down the wrong path by somebody who's leading them by the nose down the wrong path. But these individuals are actually providing a huge disservice. What they're doing is they're taking people on a different road than that which leads to the truth. Because once you find out the truth of what causes a problem, of course you can stop the problem. And I just ask you to please consider this whenever you hear anything. And don't believe anything I tell you either. Check it out for yourself. You have to learn how to discern the truth. And I will tell you that since I have detoxified myself over the past 10 years, it's really amazing how much that does help. And for myself, I can actually feel a shiver down my spine when I hear the truth. And of course, sometimes people claim to be telling you the truth, and you can actually feel, you have an intuition that this is a lie. And, you know, of course, realizing that you're being lied to can save your life. And so this is a very important ability to obtain and to be able to also critically think and evaluate what the truth is. And, of course, one of the first things you should always do is ask yourself, what benefit is a person, you know, receiving from doing whatever they're doing? Now, of course, I have no idea how much money Mr. Kirby has made off this book, and there's nothing wrong with writing a book and selling it for money. We all need to eat. But the question I would ask is, what other people behind the scenes that perhaps he doesn't discuss are involved in him writing this book and have given him all this information? What is his real reason for doing it? And certainly, if it is his goal as an investigative journalist, and this is one of the things he wants to contribute to the world, is to help to point a finger as to the true cause of this hellish state of autism, then certainly one would think he would want to consider the fact that maybe someone has figured it out, and that he would want to check that information out. And certainly, when offered free information, I send out about 15 CDs of other radio broadcasts I've done on many subjects, because my goal is to give people an education in how to obtain and then maintain their health. And I offered to send him these CDs, and of course this is all done at my expense, and he never even answered me with an email with his address. So to me, this is a very big red flag. And there's so many individuals out there. And one day I'm going to actually do a show about this, because this autism subject is very important, because I know that there's many listeners to the show, many of my clients that have autistic children. They put the word out and tell individuals to listen to these shows. And it goes for all of the diseases, but it's just that there's so many people out there on this autism subject which are leading people down the wrong path. And I don't know which is more evil. The individuals, the pediatricians who would knowingly give vaccines to children that they know are damaging the children, because I can tell you that there are many pediatricians that don't vaccinate their own children who have figured it out after they've had so many normal children come into their offices, given them their injection of disease, and then they've developed so many different problems which can't be explained any other way than the fact that it is caused by the vaccination. I don't know if those people are more evil, or if the individuals who knowingly disinform people about the cause of autism. It's unbelievable to me that people would actually make money off the backs of these parents who are so devastated in every way you could possibly imagine, and to try to convince them that something that is not true is true, when if they were told the truth, they would have a way to get help for their children, and certainly know that this is not something that they should do for their children in the future or for their pets as well. And unfortunately, along this topic of autism, it's not just the individuals that are allegedly treating the condition or writing about the condition that are causing a problem and disinformation. It's also pretty much every autism group. And I encourage you to check out some of the autism websites. There's even an autism website called the Autism Autoimmunity Project, which is just informing people about all kinds of reasons to have autism. They talk about the mercury issue. They talk about stealth viruses. They talk about all kinds of things. And their whole name is about autism being an autoimmune problem. And the individuals that are in charge of this organization, they know about my work. They know of children that have been reversed with my protocol. And I believe I'm buried on there someplace. But certainly, they don't make it clear that this is some information that people should check out, because my information totally backs up the very name of their group. And it's really quite amazing, because on that website, they ask for donations, of course, and their goal is to find the cause of autism and find ways to reverse it, et cetera, et cetera. I don't remember the exact words, but of course they know that I have found the true cause of autism and that I've already found a way to reverse it. They don't need to do any more research. What they should be doing is developing a fund to help people buy the remedies that are used in my protocol who can't afford it. So many of these families are financially devastated. As a matter of fact, one of the most common things that happens with these families is that the parents eventually end up separating because it's such a stress on a marriage to have a child like this. So that's a devastation in itself. And that causes further financial devastation. I had one client in New Jersey who actually mortgaged their house in order to send their child to a special school for autistic children where the tuition was more expensive than most colleges. This is a little, you know, 5 or 6 year old child. I don't remember his exact age. And thankfully they found me and we reversed the child's autism with my protocol and he did not need to go to that special school anymore. But this is the kind of thing that's going on. And there are so many people making money off these people. For example, one of the most common things that these parents are told is to get their children off wheat and off milk. Now, milk is, of course, very bad. Milk is a toxic poison. There's actually a very good book on that very subject. I'll discuss milk on the show one of these times, What's Ailing American Milk. You'll be quite amazed at how bad milk is for you. But, of course, the milk and wheat is not the reason these children have autism. Autism is not from milk and wheat allergies. I don't remember anyone having milk and wheat allergies when I was a child. So where did all of these milk and wheat allergies all of a sudden come from? Of course, this is explained in my documents. The same autoimmune attack that happens to the brain and the joints in the case of arthritis and all of the other autoimmune problems occurs in the gut. And when you have damage like that to the gut, the food that's going through the gut is actually able to leak into the bloodstream before it's broken down into its smaller sizes. So the body sees this as foreign and develops antibodies to the food. And that's what food allergies are. They are from leaky gut syndrome. Now, of course, I never learned about this in medical school, this leaky gut syndrome. This is something that I figured out for myself. But my point was, is that there's many companies now making these products, these gluten and casein-free foods that they are selling to the parents of autistic children, making them believe that this will help their children. And these children are so messed up metabolically that anything that you do for them that helps their symptomatology is going to make them a little bit different, a little bit better. But, of course, the allergies are reversed with my protocol as well. So what I always explain to parents is that if they're on this diet already, then leave them on it till they're done because you can't change too many things at once. But if they're not, then no, don't start it, because this is just another way that they're making money off the parents of these autistic children, is with these products that do not address the cause, but just address one of the many, many symptoms. And, of course, once things like this get started, it's the same as with the many, many people going into quote-unquote special education now. These individuals are not going to want to lose their job. There's many autistic children that actually have what's called a one-on-one, where there is one teacher for every child. You can imagine the expense that this is. Of course, it's giving these people lots of jobs. And that's why they like to label children as special ed, because the school gets at least $5,000 more per child from the federal government when they're labeled special ed. And a lot of these teachers know about what I'm doing. And I've even helped some of them with their own children because, of course, they didn't realize what the true cause of the problems were. But you see, they're not going to want to put the word out there to the parents of the children that they teach, because eventually their jobs will no longer be needed. And this is evil. You cannot continue to do the wrong thing once you know what you're actually doing. I get so many calls from nurses that are really in a spiritual crisis because they know what they're doing, and especially the school nurses. They see what's going on, and yet they have to promote these vaccines and in some cases give them. And they call me and they say, how can I do this? And my answer is, you can't. You cannot sell your soul for cash. Because once you do that, there are spiritual consequences. And please do listen to last week's show, because I went into this in quite a bit of detail. And we have to become healthy on all levels. We have to detoxify our bodies. We have to detoxify our spirits. We have to also realize that there are consequences for our actions, that we may be doing the wrong thing and thinking that nobody knows. But, of course, there is a universal justice that does occur. Some people call it karma. Some people call it judgment, whatever you want to call it. When you knowingly do the wrong thing, and especially when you're promoting something that is so heinous as this autism epidemic by your job, no matter what part of the puzzle you may play, whatever cog in the wheel you may be in that wheel of evil, you will pay for that. There are spiritual consequences, and it is so important once you know the truth in order to do the right thing. Because if all of us do the right thing, you see, our world will change in a heartbeat, and that's what I call the evolution of consciousness, and that's what I'm here to help make happen. So I do hope that some of you will contact Mr. Kirby and ask him if he's read my documents, and maybe some of you will start contacting some of these autism groups. There are a number of vaccine groups as well. Many of them don't have a link to me on their websites either, and this is not about ego. It's not that I'm, you know, feeling bad that they're ignoring me. It's because my information is important. And I do want to say that I don't take any credit for my information. My information was from divine guidance. That's the only way I can explain it. I have had things happen to me where I'm in a library and a book will fall off the shelf and open up to the page I need. These are the kinds of things that happen when you put your life in service to the truth, as I have done, because the powers that be on the good side, whatever name you may call them, because there's so many different names, and I'm not into religions, because I personally don't think that God cares what you call him, her, whatever, the creator. But the point is that what we all have to do is to do our part to get the truth out there. Because this evil can be gotten rid of. As a matter of fact, as I quoted from Einstein when he was a young man, his description of evil was a lack of love and faith. Now, of course, the lack of love is what allows these people to do what they're doing, to do such heinous things that they know are going to suffer and kill so many people. This is due to the fact that they don't know what love is. Love is a vibration. It's the highest vibration there is. And, of course, in order to point out what these individuals are doing, we have to shine a light on it. And this is something I've had a problem with for many years, because there are many people who say that if you talk about what's happening, what the evil people are doing, you're actually pulling attention to it and actually making it grow. Well, all I can say is that ignoring it is certainly not working. And there are so many individuals who are ignoring it, many of them because they're just too afraid to open their eyes. They're filled with fear. The individuals who know what's going on, and I'm not telling anyone they should do what I do. It's had its hard moments, speaking truth to power, as I have for so long. I have had things happen to me, but it's only made me stronger. And it's actually, as I said, brought many miracles in my life in order to help me get the word out there, because such amazing things come to me. And I would like to ask all my listeners to please email me anytime you find any information that you know I would be interested in along these lines. I am so busy, I do not have time to surf the internet and see what's out there, but I have gold sent to me by my clients and my listeners on a regular basis, and I am so grateful for that because it gives me just more ammunition. My goal is to also arm you with that ammunition so that you can go out there in whatever way you feel is what you're supposed to do and try to open up some eyes of some people. The truth will not only set them free, it could save their life, and to try to help them see how important it is to face the truth of what's going on. Once we face the truth of all the things that are being done in our name by our government, we have a wonderful country, and I want to make it clear that I love this country, and I can't imagine me ever leaving, because my goal is to help heal America. And one thing, as I said, the biggest thing that could be done in terms of sickness is to stop the inoculation Holocaust. There's no place to run. We have to fix what's happening here. And once enough of us are aware of it, and of course I do not promote violence, a revolution is not what we need to do. What we need to do is just have an evolution of consciousness. Once we reach enough people with the truth, the critical mass will happen. There's a book called The 100th Monkey Phenomena, which talks about the idea of once consciousness expands to a certain degree, then even those who don't want to open up their eyes, they're going to be kind of forced to open their eyes, because the truth is going to be so self-evident that there's no way that you can any longer ignore it. And once this happens, as I said in the beginning, the emperors will have no clothes. And then it's just a matter of letting them know that we don't need their services anymore. They are basically officially fired. Because all of the individuals that are involved in this on the governmental level, they're committing treason. It's treason, pure and simple. They are doing heinous crimes, and they have to be stopped, and it can be done in a consciousness-raising way. And that is, of course, as I said, what I promote. And I encourage all of you to help make this happen, because the good news is, folks, that there are ways to fix everything that's been done. I know people who have technologies to clean up the environment, the oceans. I can help teach you how to reverse your diseases. There are so many wonderful things out there already available. The only problem is, of course, the powers that be squelch the information because they don't want the oil to not any longer be used, because they have stock in all of these companies and they have a big financial interest in that continuing. And so they would rather pollute the planet then let the individuals who have come up with other ways of doing things, which are actually good for the earth, they squelch this information and keep it from the people. And this is evil. And see, the amazing thing is that many people will always ask me, well, how could they do these things? How could the government make AIDS? How could they do all of the things that I have documentation that they've done? When they know that their own families, their own children, their progeny could someday come down with these diseases themselves, how could anyone be that evil? And my answer is, that's how evil is. Evil is so evil that it will sell its own mother down the river, that it will come up with all of these different things that are hurting people and causing suffering on the earth, knowing exactly what they're doing, because I assure you at the highest levels, they do know exactly what they're doing. This inoculation situation is genocide. I have many documents, and especially a transcript of a statement made by Henry Kissinger, one of the most evil people on the face of the planet, in my opinion, where he gave testimony before Congress, and he actually said that we have to find ways of decreasing the population. This is what they're doing. It's called genocide. Genocide. This is what they're doing. Now people will say, well, how could the country that we live in, that we love, so many people are waving their flags and putting those little ribbons on their cars about supporting the troops and all these different things without having a clue of what the real agenda is behind it. How could these people knowingly be so evil? And the answer is, because that's how evil is. And I want you to become aware of this so that you can start to comprehend the fact that these things are being done on purpose. My intention is not to scare you, and this should not scare you. As a matter of fact, the truth is such a wonderful thing, because once you realize what's really being done, you understand that all we have to do is fire these people and tell them that we do not need their services anymore. Because, you see, we don't need to decrease the population. There are so many ways of handling the population. As I said, all kinds of technologies to deal with all kinds of problems that we're having, where they don't have to go around and kill people intentionally. Of course, they're not doing it in the open. They're doing it behind our backs. This is the definition of a conspiracy. And that's the reason they use those words, conspiracy theory. They want you to think it's just a theory. And of course, this is a very condescending term that they use about people like me. As a matter of fact, that's why the New York State Medical Board took away my medical license. They say I have a delusion of a conspiracy. And as I said, if you listen to the interview on my website by the Chiropractors Leadership Alliance, I tell the whole story of how this happened. But you see, there are conspiracies. These are conspiracy realities. These things are being done behind our backs. And we have to shine a light on them, because that's the only thing that's going to make the darkness go. So I just have a couple other things I would like to mention, and I'd like to thank Don for letting me go over a little bit, because this is an example of some of the gold that I am sent on a regular basis. And this goes along with my proof that autism is, in fact, an autoimmune disease. And it's so amazing how I keep getting more and more validation of what I've been saying for 10 years. And it's so wonderful that this is coming in. And this is why I don't understand why more people are not getting, you know, to the point where they're willing to get on the bandwagon, because it's going to be very embarrassing for them. All of the individuals that are disinformers in the autism community, they all know about my work. Why wouldn't they want to do the right thing and help get the word out to more parents? Why would they want to continue to mislead them? Why? There's only one reason. Once they know about my information, because it's self-evident proof. The only reason is because they're knowingly disinforming people. But there are individuals that are checking the truth out. And as I said, please feel free, and I actually appreciate it very much when you send me links to different things along these lines. But one individual I have to thank so much is a man by the name of Chris Gupta, G-U-P-T-A. And Chris Gupta has started a website, and he's checking out all kinds of different things that, you know, are going on in the world. He's particularly interested in health issues. And Chris sent out a blast to all the individuals on his email list, which is entitled, "Vaccines Often the Cause of Multiple Sclerosis and Other Demyelinating Diseases." I am going to be incorporating this information into my vaccine information, my VIDS paper, my Inoculations of Two Weapons of Mass Destruction paper, which I update occasionally as more and more information comes in. And this is what Mr. Gupta writes. "Dr. Carley makes the most cogent case against the dangers of vaccines. Reading her response below," which is my response to the CDC that you can read on my website, drcarley.com, indicates that these dangers are clearly expressed in the Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, the Bible by which all medical students learn about internal medicine. Hence, it can no longer be the case that vaccine-based disease epidemic is merely a mistake made by well-intentioned, albeit misguided, mad scientists. Clearly, they knowingly continue to subject the defenseless, particularly children, to these toxins. It also shows how, when these known dangers started to manifest, this information in the subsequent editions of Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine was either conveniently removed and or modified so that the vaccine programs could continue regardless. For example, subacute sclerosing panencephalitis has been changed to autism. Now, what Mr. Gupta has done is he's included two different articles by white coats. One of them is entitled Demyelinating Diseases of the Brain by Dr. John R. Hesselink, which substantiates everything that I say about demyelinating diseases. And, of course, they're pretending they don't know how it's happening. But it actually, as I said, backs me up totally. And there's also another article entitled Plasmapheresis in Childhood Acute Disseminated Encephalomyelitis. And this is in the journal Indian Pediatrics, which also backs me up totally as to everything that I say in terms of this being an autoimmune problem. And so, as I said, I'll be incorporating this into my vids paper when I get a chance, but you can read these for yourselves, folks, and then you have to ask yourself, now, these individuals writing these articles, how can they not make that connection? Go the next step, because they're, you know, always talking about, yeah, there's viruses in these children. Why don't they ever ask where the viruses come from? It's so obvious that the viruses are being injected into the children. And I like to use the idea of a mosquito. If mosquitoes stinging us with those little proboscises are so bad for us, and they're giving us these viral infections that are causing West Nile encephalitis and all these terrible dread diseases, then how does it work where a bunch of viruses along with many toxic chemicals are put in a bottle and have a label put down on them calling them a vaccine, and the white coat takes a hypodermic syringe and injects that into you? How is that a good thing? Would someone please explain that to me? And of course, they never can. And the other article that I wanted to mention, well, which another listener sent to me, which this was quite amazing, is entitled Neurological Activation and Neuroinflammation in Patients with Autism. And this was actually published in the Annals of Neurology. And I'm going to be putting a link up to this paper on my website as soon as possible. My webmaster is in the process of redoing my whole website, so it's kind of hard for her because I keep adding things, but I can't help it because there's so much information coming out. And once again, they're talking about the neuroinflammation in patients with autism. So I just want you folks to realize that they know the cause of autism. They know exactly what's causing autism. I'm waiting for them to come up with a vaccine for autism. That would just be over the top, but nothing would surprise me. All allergies are caused by vaccines, and they're coming up with vaccines for peanut allergies now and doing things like that. If it wasn't so insane, you would almost have to laugh at their answers to these different problems. And so that's how it is, folks, and that's how I see it. And like I said, I encourage any of you listeners to call in and ask me any questions that you have. I'm going to end the show now, and I, like I said, I do appreciate Don letting me go over a little bit so I could get all this information in there. But I implore you to please check this information out for yourself. And even if it's only just emailing the people on your list and just telling them about my website and to have them listen to these shows, if they want to get a consult from me, that's fine. But see, my goal is to put myself out of business. That's my goal. I really need a vacation. And I want nothing more than to stop this vaccine holocaust altogether, not only in people, but in pets as well. And this is something that's very important for the earth, because vaccinations actually corrupt our very genetic structure. and they're even now coming up with vaccines with plasmids of DNA that actually incorporate into your very genetic structure. And if you check out my Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction article, at the end, one of the references I have is an article in Scientific American, which if you can download that article, you can read it for yourself. Now, of course, in this article, they're trying to make DNA vaccines a good thing, but they explain to you how these little rings of DNA actually incorporate into your genetic structure. They're trying to change our genetic structure, folks. If this isn't the mark of the beast, I don't know what is. So thank you very much for listening, and please do tune in again next week where I will give you another response to the question, what's ailing America? Have a good night. Thank you, Don.